Motorcycle Man.
Yeah. What's that?
I can't find the nails on the chalkboard.
That's okay.
Good.
Good. You don't have.
You don't need that.
You don't have to look for it. That's fine.
We called him and told him to take it off.
This is how we're starting our show off all the time now. From now on.
Headshot.
These are a bunch of new sounds. I'd never heard a lot of these sounds before. Yeah, there's a lot of new ones on here. I don't recognize them all. Yes. Here, guys. Have some combos.
Thank you. Horn horse engine.
Look out!
All right. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Motorcycle Men podcast. This is episode 122. I am Ted.
Look out!
Wrong way.
Look out!
And I'm here with Tim Bucktu. And Chris the Joker Nipples. And here we are in the corner booth at the V-Twin Cafe here in sunny downtown Cranford, New Jersey. Where it is always 72 and sunny.
Yeah.
Except today.
Yeah.
Right.
Ain't that the truth?
In our dreams.
Yeah.
Hey, boys, how you doing?
Okay. Not bad.
What's new and exciting?
Nothing.
It's Christmas season for me, so it is
Christmas season.
Sucks.
Yeah, well, you got long days, man.
Oh, it sucks.
Your days are very long.
Start at 6:30 in the morning. Don't get home until 6:30.
12-hour days are long.
That blows.
Ugh.
And for our friends in the Deep South, we like to tell everyone that it snowed here.
Snowed down there, too.
Yes, I know. Uh-huh. See, now you fuckers down in Georgia and the Carolinas.
And he says that with all kinds of love.
I do. There's lots of love.
What did they get, an inch?
No,
half?
No. Parts of Georgia got 6 inches.
What?
One place got they got like 12 inches for snow.
In Georgia. I laugh in your face.
So, no, I said you fuckers with much love. There's a lot of love in that.
And in the Carolinas, apocalyptic panic.
The Carolinas got some snow in higher elevations there. They got hit pretty hard. So they're all in a panic, right? Because I think in all of...
But of course, now it's all melted.
Well, it's true. It's true. Yeah.
I mean, but it lasted for an hour.
I know. Well, in North Carolina, South Carolina, and in Georgia, I think they have like 2 snow shovels between all of them.
So,
probably. You know. And
but snow shovel? What's that?
But we got... We got hit with our first snowstorm here in New Jersey.
If you want to call it that.
It was. It was an inconvenient snowstorm.
Yeah,
it was,
what, 6 inches tops, 5?
Well, we got 3 down by Maine. We had 3 by Maine.
Yeah,
down
we got, what, 5 here?
No.
Yeah,
we did. No, it was like 3 inches.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was.
So,
a little more than that.
And
I walked in it, I know.
It's gone. It's gone now. Majority of it's gone.
Yeah, it melted because it got above freezing.
But the temperatures are still in the mid-upper 30s during the day.
Yeah, it's not fun.
You know, so
that's shit.
It's not conducive to motorcycle riding.
A little drizzly today.
Yes. Total dog shit.
What kind of weather can we expect for the rest of the week? Mind you, we're doing all this weather crap because certain of our friends, like in Texas, for example.
Well, tomorrow and Thursday are going to be the coldest days.
Like what?
31 of high.
A high of 31 during
yes.
a day. During
possible snow on Thursday.
Oh, God. Right.
So, and then back into the 40s next week.
So, unless if you're totally geared up and heated everything. Well, actually, I'll talk about that in a minute. Anyway, so just a little brief recap. We had an interview with Justin from the Bike and Bird Moto Vlog on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And Chris and I watched a little bit of that tonight. And Justin was talking. He was mentioning us on his Moto Vlog. He was
talking about the interview. Thank you.
And really appreciate you mentioning that, too. And if you didn't get a chance, that's episode 121. And it was a really, really great episode. Justin was fantastic. He's down in San Antonio. So he had some things to say about us here in New Jersey who bitch about the cold weather. So you get a chance to listen to that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's really good.
Putting us down, huh?
No. Well, he was having fun. Just like we tell the people in the South who are having warm weather now. And where does he live in? San Antonio.
Yeah.
San Antonio, Texas.
They get any snow? What is it?
But he doesn't get any snow down there.
Snow? Nothing.
San Antonio?
Rain. Got a little, I'm sorry, not snow. You got a little cold on here, 55?
Yeah, something like that. I wish.
You're right. Yeah. A little cold. Stop it.
Have we done any riding? I don't know why I asked.
I haven't started my bike in 5 days. I feel so bad. It's been covered. It's not plugged in. So I'm doubting that it's going to start at all.
Well, I still got to get that tender thing taken care of.
Yeah, I got to fix the wire. I just got to take the seat off and just rewire that connector. That's all I have to do.
Okay, spring's coming.
You know, I should have brought the package over to show you what they gave me. It has the little baby like grab-ons for the smaller batteries.
That's one thing. It should also have the one that connects to the battery.
Yeah, you want to do
that in there?
It's probably already on your bike, but it's probably just not.
No, it's on my bike. That's the one on my bike that doesn't work.
When you buy a new one, it should come with it.
Yeah, it should. It really should. Yeah. Unless somebody swiped it out of the package. You know? But you can get those. They're so easy to get. You can get them anywhere.
Yeah, but he just spent $30 on it. So.
I know. But
yeah, that kind of pisses me off, too, but I had to do it in a pinch.
Yeah.
When I bought that. If I would have went online, I could have got the damn thing like $10 cheaper.
Well, what happened to the other one, anyway?
Well, my old one from last year, the one I had, I left that outside.
And it
all the time.
Got all fucked up.
Mine's out all the time, too. Been on there for 2 years.
You know what happened
to
mine? It was fucking weird. But is yours covered?
No.
That's fucking weird. You know what happened to mine? I had it plugged in, bro, for a while before I figured out, like, why isn't this fucking thing working anymore? I picked it up and it was filled with water.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, really?
Something tells me that would be the cause of it not working.
Yeah. I'd say so.
So I'm saying, same one you got and it was filled with water.
Well, what I usually do with mine is I always put it on the footboard.
Yeah. See, I'm never just in my the location of where my bike is, whether it's in the driveway all the way up on my bedroom window or in the front where I park it in the front.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
I still have to run an extension cord outside because even the cord off of the charger doesn't run that long.
Mm-hmm.
And I just never seem to get it to a spot long enough. Okay? I can't get it to a spot long enough to put the fucking thing underneath the cover on the bike.
Well, if that house that you live in, that you rent, that portion of the house that you rent, if that house wasn't 120 years old.
Yeah, I think the house is literally 112 years old.
It is, yeah. It's a very old house. And if the owners weren't... What's the kind word to say? I don't think there is a kind word
Mongoloid
to say.
Retards?
That's... That okay? Hold it. That's insulting to Mongoloids.
I mean, on a whole other plane of existence to other people.
You know what? There's a podcast just about them.
Yes. Abso-fucking-lutely there is.
Abso-fucking-lutely. But if there was an outlet outside that you could plug it in, it'd be a different story.
No. But, and it's because
you
got to
get out
of
there. I mean, I would really love to see you move out.
Oh, so would I.
I would love to see you move out of that place.
So would I.
I would, you know. Well, yeah, if anybody wants to, you look up the town of Westfield.
When you lived in a place over in Riverside Drive.
That was nice.
Too expensive, though, man.
It was $1,200 a month,
yeah.
Right?
$1,200 a month, but that was, I had to pay, like I'm doing now, but I had to pay everything else, too.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm doing that now, but that was an all-electric apartment. My electric bill was astronomical.
Oh,
Jagama,
I forget that. Oh, yeah, really? Yeah,
electric. Everything was electric in here.
Including the toilet. That was
probably the toilet because I remember the electric bill being high. Then heating was high because.
Well, what was your electric bill then?
Oh, dude, my electric bill was like $300.
He's still paying it, right?
I mean, it was ridiculous. And so all said and done, I had that place, and that's when I was working at Weldon. I'm boring everybody to death with this.
No, it's okay because you know what? The people in Australia want to hear how we live here in New Jersey.
But anyway, so I had this nice condo. But when all said and done, man, I was paying and forking out like $1,800, $1,900 a month by myself.
Wow. Is that one bedroom?
Yeah, but it was beautiful. But I mean, I miss it because it was fucking beautiful.
It was a great place. You had
the living room was gigantic. Yeah. I had a fucking porch outside on the third floor that looked over the river.
They call that a balcony.
Yeah, that's what that's called. balcony. And I had a his and her bathroom to myself.
His and her bathroom?
Yeah, it was split. Don't you remember that?
No.
It had right and left.
Oh, it had two sinks.
It had two sinks.
Oh, okay.
So he could piss in one and wash his hands in the
other. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I know, that's weird.
Piss while he's washing his hands?
But, you know, so now he's in Westfield.
And if you and Westfield is a nice town here, too. If you don't know, Westfield is a highfalutin
town. It's a very exclusive town. Homes are very, very expensive.
$1 million
homes. But there is one slum area of the town, and it's on this one corner that you live.
Only because of the house.
Only because of the house. Not because of Chris, but because of the house.
The actual house is actually, I mean, it could be beautiful because it's an old 112-year-old Victorian home. So it's
I thought it was like 120. Either way, it's still it's over 100 years old.
I should find out if my old apartment is, has anything.
Oh, over there in Grove?
Yes. Wow. That would be perfect for you. Park the bike in the backyard.
Still no garage.
Huh?
But you know what the problem is that I lucked out too, but my apartment might be old, but one, it's in a good neighborhood. Okay? It's close to everything.
Yeah.
And it's cheap.
This is true.
You see, for those of you that don't know Westfield, it's expensive. One, studio apartments in Westfield will run you $1,600 a month.
Yeah.
I've seen it. Mine is only $1,000. Everybody says you live in Westfield for $1,000. It's shocking. Like they're shocked at how. Yeah. But then again, if you saw my place, you'd understand why.
They're the same.
Why don't you just get an apartment above Crossroads?
I would. Oh, that'd be great. No, they're expensive. They're like $1,800.
Oh shit.
$1,850.
Two bedroom? You can get somebody else to live with you.
They have three bedrooms up there. They're all three bedrooms.
You can get somebody to live with you.
There's three bedrooms up there.
I don't want to do that no more. Too bad for that. I've already come down that field with a bunch of people.
Bunja.
I'm too old.
Bunja people.
I don't really want to do that.
And then I lived
too much
for
of
5 years.
Yeah, I'm a fucking hermit now in my old age. I am.
Right, exactly. That's what you go.
I don't want to bother with other people living with me.
I know.
You know,
first thing you go home there.
Unless they're blowing me. Okay, let me be. Unless I'm having.
Wow.
Unless I'm having. And that's not just why I like women.
So
okay.
How long are we in, Ted, before we get down the sewer?
No, less than 10 minutes.
You know, if I'm not getting any favors from anybody, I don't want to have the headache of having somebody live with me. Although when Ted lived with me, it was fine.
And I wasn't blowing him either.
Yeah, he wasn't blowing me, wow. But he was my brother. Wow. So that's different. Because that would be a whole motherfucking podcast.
But have you reached the stage where the first thing you do when you get home is put your pajamas on and that's it? You're done.
No, I live by myself now. I'm a home nudist.
Don't.
See, he said it.
See, and I sat on that sofa today.
No, but I'm clean and I shower often and I wash all my stuff.
I don't need to know this. I just don't need to.
Not all the time, but considerably most of the time, I'm a nudist.
I don't need to know this. I really, really don't. And I sat on that sofa. It's going to bother me now.
It's a junk sofa. It's a junk holder.
15 minutes into the podcast, and already people are throwing up.
I'm not the only one. I know there's listeners out there that are nude. The nudist.
All right.
Okay.
We're done then.
And that's it for the show.
Thank you. Good night.
It's a wonderful thing. Come on, you guys, when you're home by yourself, we got the whole house to yourself, you never walk around naked once or twice?
In the bathroom?
Yeah, that's no fun.
I got kids, hold so it. That's not...
I've
not.
Got...
Yeah, say you can't.
Hold it. I've got three dogs who look at everything as a sausage.
Yeah, yes. All right. That's the last thing you want.
No, yeah, we can't have that, so... Well, all right then. So anyway, someday when, you know, yeah, we got some, look at the cool stickers. We got some new stickers here. I'm sending out stickers ready to go. I actually just sent out some stickers to Justin down at Bikenberg. He's got a whole gift package. Now, we have really cool return address labels now we're sending out, big envelopes and really cool stuff. We got some got some new sticker designs coming up.
Cool.
Those of you who contribute to the podcast will get a knucklehead sticker.
Nice.
Because you'll be a motorcycle man knucklehead. And it's, of course, a Harley Davidson reference.
Nice.
It's a sticker with a guy's head with the knucklehead cylinder heads coming off of there.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyway, so so that's our ride report. It was absolutely nothing. Last time I rode my bike was 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
That's it.
Yeah. What did I come to? It was not last week.
It's 2 weeks ago when you were here. You rode your bike 2 weeks ago over here.
I rode the bike a couple of days after that.
Oh, you did? Okay. So we got our weather report and all that crap like that.
I ride in the 40s. Like I said, if it wasn't like today, it got up.
You rode it in the 1940s?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it got it to the low 40s today.
You know, I could really use one of those suits because I'm down a vehicle, so getting back and forth to work is a real hassle.
Yeah.
So.
You know, yeah, but you're only a mile away. You could dress normal. Just
it would take him longer to put the suit on than it would to get to work.
No doubt.
So
no.
You have a little.
We already timed it.
You also have a fairing, too. Huh? So you're not going to feel it like I do.
Yeah, but, you know, when you're going only with 30 miles an hour tops.
Yeah, you're not going to feel shit, huh? Bro.
Going 30 miles an hour tops is hip. You get, I don't know.
Oh, I get airborne, dude.
Yeah, you don't have. You only do exactly when, what no, I do, but it'd be a lot better for you because, like you said, you could be down a vehicle when it's not fucking snow and raining out and it's just nice out.
Listen, I use
ride the bike to work.
I use that suit for everything, including shoveling snow and whatever, working outside. It's great for that. But again, it's just like we were talking earlier, Chris, it's the hands and the feet. That's the problem.
See, I dress, even like with super cold weather, I can ride my bike. I dress warm enough from the waist up. Okay? It's my fucking feet and then my hands. They get freezing.
I just got to watch the elements, you know, in case it rains or something in this time of weather. And sometimes it gets frozen and freezy. And
well, you don't ride when it's
going
to rain.
Leaves all over the place. And
yeah, leaves ain't nothing. You just don't fucking.
As long as it's dry, all right.
Yeah, okay. If it's dry, especially in the cold.
See, like I said, my big deal is riding home in the dark around where I'm going.
You don't like riding in the dark, right?
I don't because I can't see as it is. So
I don't mind. I don't mind riding in the dark.
Makes me nervous.
I love night riding. You guys
although my bike does has like a spaceship on its own.
You
that's what I'm
have,
talking about.
You have more lights. Your lights in the front of your bike are brighter than on the light that's on the top of the Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas. And that is the brightest light in the world.
I've got to see where I'm going.
Well, no kidding. I have made the decision to not ride my motorcycle to work on the Garden State Parkway during the winter months anymore.
Yeah, it's not safe.
Well, it's not well.
But people aren't fucking safe.
Because mostly because it's the commuting traffic that I have to deal with that's bothering me. Over the past couple weeks, I've been
bless you.
Over the past couple weeks that I've been driving the Jeep to work, I have seen some things on the roads. It's just been horrible. The commuting habits of some people have just been absolutely horrible. I was telling Chris earlier. The traffic was stopped on the parkway at one point. And I stopped behind this guy, and he was FaceTiming. He had his phone mounted on his dashboard, and he was FaceTiming with somebody.
Yep.
While he was driving. Really? And again, the other thing is the tailgating.
Oh, that's
that is the worst, most unsafe. I told Chris earlier also, I was driving home, was it last night? It was last night. A guy was so close to me, I could not see his headlights.
Wow.
75 miles an hour, and I could not see this guy's headlights. Really? And, you know, I have to question, where's the police? Why aren't they cracking down on this kind of shit?
You should have gotten next to a car and just slowed down and just stayed right there.
I was very tempted. If he wasn't so freaking close, I would have brake checked him right in a heartbeat. I wanted to see him sail off into the median and do trick flips. Those kind of people need to die.
Yeah.
They do. Anyway.
But you know what? It's never going to end.
No.
So that's the technological age we live in. Because like I said to you, I mean, it's no exaggeration. Like the routes that I go to work here in Jersey, it's called Route 22 and then 287.
It's like the most truck.
It's a fucking gauntlet. But every day, it's not one, two, it's multiple upon multiple of people I see on the fucking cell phone. It's just there. It's commonplace.
Yep.
Nobody's going to... They're not going to run laws. They say they run laws against it. I've never once ever seen a cop pull anybody over.
Until cell phone manufacturers come through with technology that detects that the phone is moving faster than 20 miles an hour and shuts it off, then we will never do it.
Yeah, that'll never happen because they're gonna. Some asshole's gonna say that's an invasion of.
No, it's a safety thing. I mean, it's illogical. The phone's moving 20 miles an hour. Okay, we're gonna shut off the communication services on it. Well, what about passengers? Fuck them. Who cares? Don't care.
Usually, well, you would have to make it so, like, in case of an emergency, the phone could still be used for 911. Kind of like when you don't pay your bill.
Right. Right.
But you could still make 911 calls
that,
with
that's
the phone.
Fine. That's fine. What they should do. Do that. But nobody should be able to use their phone while it's running. But anyway. So during the winter months when it's dark, now in the evenings, I'm not going to ride the motorcycle anymore. Not to work. Not going to do it.
Not around here.
No. All right. So I want to, for some shopping funds, it's shopping time, guys.
Shopping.
Because
Yay.
It is Christmas season. It is shopping time.
Yay. Christmas time.
You guys are a little late.
Why? We're trying to say.
You're a little late with the noises. Ho, ho, ho. There you go. What about you? You know play number?
I don't
Shut up. Shut up. That's the sound. You're more you guys are usually more spontaneous than that.
Yeah. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas!
We got our big Christmas show coming up in 2 weeks.
Christmas donkey. Ho, ho.
What's that? What's that Italian donkey song? If I ever hear that again, I'm going to kill myself. So because it is shopping season, we want to say hello to our good friends over Ginny and Sean over at Cycle Gear. Now, those guys, we got
Ginny
something.
And Sean.
Ginny and Sean.
Ginny and Sean.
Ginny and Sean. Not Ginny and Sean, like as one name, like Bob Ginny and Sean. It's not like that. No, it's Ginny. And Sean.
Okay, I got you.
Over at Cycle Gear over in Edison. But
nice.
Actually, no, they're also all around the world. They got the catalog and all stuff. Well, we got something coming up with them. So
nice.
We got some cool stuff going on. So reach out to get online and call them up. And if you say to them, Motorcycle Men sent me, they will, Ginny and Sean will come to your house and wash your car.
Well,
maybe not.
There goes that sponsor.
Yep.
Now, what if we go there, like they don't know what I look like yet, so I could just go there and go, Motorcycle Men sent me.
Well, they know what you look like. They've been to the website. They know what
do
you
they?
Look like. They do.
Is that really me?
Hold on, wait a minute. They know what the clothed you looks like. But anyway, Cycle Gear has got...
full helmets.
They got a helmet sale going on.
Yes.
80% off.
It was funny that we're talking about them because I wanted to go there this past weekend. And
$80 off. I'm sorry. Did I say 80%?
I still have a problem with my fat fucking head issue.
Well, we can't do anything about that. You just have to get a bit of fat.
Do you want to get a module like mine or just a
regular
full?
No, I want a full face. I don't want module shit anymore. I'm tired of modules.
What module do you have?
I just have modules.
You have modules in your ass.
There's modules everywhere.
You're in your ass.
You know why? Because at work, his ass is module, right?
I'm just module.
That's the Dookies, right?
My whole life is a module.
Did I say that out loud?
There you go.
Modules. I just don't want, and I don't want to.
You know why?
You can get those removed, you know.
Isn't that nodules?
Yeah.
No, because he deals with modules at work all day.
Yeah, I just
see.
I don't want modules.
He's all module.
I don't want modular.
Anyway, so
I want solider.
Is there?
I want one piece in her.
What? Did you say one piece in her?
What? Just to make it more.
How'd it go there? I don't know. Anyway, so over at Cycle Gear. Ginny and Sean are giving you $80 off of Bell helmets.
Damn!
You got a sound effect for that.
Mine was better.
It's true, it was.
Yes!
It's the Vortex helmets. They got, look at this, $180 helmet you're getting for $99.
Damn!
Wow.
Right?
Nice. You like any of those up there, Chris?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Which one?
I like that Vortex Rally one. That looks like a helmet I looked on Amazon for.
That one there?
Yeah.
99 okay. Buckaroonies.
That's a cool look.
You like that? You really like that? You really, really like that?
But okay. It's, you know what it is, man? I gotta try these fucking things on.
You can't have it.
I can't even order it over online. No,
this is what we're gonna do.
Fat fucking head.
So buy the fat fucking head size.
I don't know how to. They don't have a measure for fat head.
See, they're extra large.
And I know people with fatter heads than
me. Out of stock. They got a 2XL. There you go.
That's too big.
You don't know that.
That is too big.
It's gonna be like a bell. His head inside a bell. Go bong.
Right. Yeah, no.
Now we got to tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go over. I'm going to say Ginny and Sean. I like saying Ginny and Sean.
It's a delightful name. They're very delightful.
Ginny and Sean. Let's go over there Saturday. You working Saturday, Tim?
Tentatively, no, but it's possible.
How about Sunday?
I'm off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Well, okay. Technically.
I know. I get it now.
But if they
we get it. We get it.
You can always contact me and ask me if I'm working.
So, but if they offer you the time, because you're getting double time, right? You work.
Time and a half.
Would you work?
He pauses.
I don't know.
He shrugs. Says, I don't know.
I mean, money's great, but my health is more important, man. I'm telling you, I'm worn the fuck out.
Not just worn out, but worn the fuck out.
That's right. Worn the fuck out.
Especially for the holidays.
So here's the deal. I got an idea. Let's go over to Psycho Gear on Sunday. Let's go see Ginny and Sean. Are they going to be there Sunday?
I can't Sunday. I got my Christmas party.
What the hell?
So let's go do Saturday afternoon.
Let's see what happens if I have to work or not.
Let's do it Saturday afternoon.
We'll go Friday.
What? I have to work Friday.
You don't have to do shit. Here's the deal. Just quit.
Believe me, if I could, I would.
Just walk out.
So that's what
you're home anyway. You can just walk out.
Yes,
and work all night.
That's it. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah,
you're going to quit work. So. You get up from your desk at home, walk out the front door, come back in the front door.
Right.
Just like Rich from Loud Pipes and then Kevin from Throttled, I get to work home a couple days a week.
Nice. See, my job doesn't allow me. I can't work from home.
No, you can't deliver the mail from home. So anyway, go over to Psycho Gear and get yourself $80 off a helmet.
Nice.
A Bell helmet. And nice. If you go over to the Motorcycle Superstore, who, by the way, is also now owned by JP Cycles.
What?
Yes, JP Cycles, the Motorcycle Superstore.
Did we not cover what's happening?
But yes, we did. But now Motorcycle Superstore, and they're all one. But it's now because they now actually
one entity.
They now actually say JP, even though it's Motorcycle Superstore. When you go to their website, JP Cycles comes up. He does some crap.
Yeah, but I thought they
don't,
were.
Don't do that. Don't think.
Don't. If you.
Because when you think,
Shield is gray. That's what I'm thinking.
I thought they were going out of business.
They're restructuring. Not JP Cycles, but the company that owns them. They're all restructuring and lumping. This is where I said earlier that we knew they were going to consolidate. And by golly, look, they consolidated.
There you go.
So now here, so they got some gifts for sale here. This is, of course, they got gifts for sale. It's stupid, but it's these are motorcycle gifts under $100.
Oh, we already covered this.
No, we didn't. Yeah, you can get some stupid stuff. You know, you get a phone holder for $60. Why you would spend that? I don't know. It's a Curiakin. There's some. And look, Chris, cell phone electronic device charging cable kit, 6 feet for $40.
Ooh.
Oh no,
not
no. Here's a nice riding suit, an orange rain suit, so everybody can
hold
see
on a second.
What
are those Harley Davidson toilet seats?
Yes, they are. You can. This is what I wanted to bring up. I wanted to bring up
that the is cool
embroidered Harley Eagle toilet seat.
That's fucking awesome.
So for you now, as much of a Harley loyalist as I am,
you wouldn't have one. Of those?
I would not put that in my house.
No,
I would not.
Come on, it's kind of hot.
Did I just say
that's hot?
You did.
That's kind of hot.
What the fuck is wrong with me? Well, first of all, you walk around your house naked all the time, so that's probably part of the problem.
That's why I do it. Oh, wow. I walk around and go, I'm kind of hot, man. I walk around naked.
Everybody's just going to have visions of me put my balls on everything. That's the problem with that.
This is why you don't have
Yeah, you come in the front door. Guess what? My balls have been all over that fucking thing.
Especially that kitchen table.
Oh, shit. Everywhere.
I'm fixing my eggs now.
Kind of like a dog and a cat. I just got to put my balls on everything. I would get that.
Oh, crap.
I would get the embroidered Harley Eagle toilet seat.
Okay.
It's cool looking.
Wow.
Is that real leather?
But that would be kind of cool.
That's
wouldn't
what I'm
it?
Saying.
It would be kind of cool. Order. It's embroidered. I don't know.
They should make it like a motorcycle.
That would. I don't know. Cushy padded seat cradles.
Your seat
oh wait!
Your bike,
oh wait! Hold it! Hold it! There. I have to read this. Cushy padded seat cradles and caresses you.
Ooh!
Wow!
I like marketing for toilet seat covers. Is just got to be hysterical because they have to write that. They have to.
It's a biker toilet seat will add distinct touch of class to your rest facility.
Now, if you had your whole bathroom done up like some kind of a motorcycle.
A biker bar.
Like a biker bar, that would be totally cool. That would be definitely totally cool.
So that's where you get that from, Motorcycle Superstore. JP Cycles, get that scrap. Yeah.
Yay.
And you can go over to Revzilla. Now, we were talking about helmets here, but Revzilla's got the Bell Bullet helmet, which is my favorite helmet, which I tried on at the IMS show.
I think I like that one, too.
The Bullet helmet is awesome. I love the Bullet helmet.
It's not modular, right?
No, it's not.
Where's the Bullet helmet? Show me.
Right there. Go down.
Show me. Show me.
That one right there.
Where are you talking about?
This right
about?
Here. This one here.
Up, go there.
Up.
We'll go up one
there.
From that one.
This
right,
one.
Yeah, the black one here.
This one here.
$479.
$319 for the Bell Bullet standard. See, you got to watch. The carbon ones are far more expensive.
That's like that old.
Yeah. The Bell
old,
built. Yeah, $399.
Wowzer.
Yeah.
They Evel got some Knievel cool stuff.
I kind of like, there was a, where is it? I like this one here. The Bellet Independent Helmet, $359. So there you go. And then you can get the football helmet if you want. So there you go.
I like that.
I like the Bullet helmet. The one I tried on at the IMS show is great. The IMS show. See, I shouldn't say IMS show. Because then it's like saying IMS
show
show.
Show,
show.
Yeah, yeah. You're saying IMS show show.
I am show. That doesn't sound right either. I went to the
I am show.
Sounds like you're talking about yourself.
I am show. I am the show.
International Motorcycle Show.
Yes, it's better to say
now, that. Getting back to the full helmets like that, the problem with me.
With the big head, we know that.
No, not just the big head, but.
You're naked all the time.
The one, Tim, yeah, right?
It doesn't go in his naked.
Tim gave me his to try.
And?
You remember the one we. Not that one. I have another one at home for you.
They're 3/4.
Okay.
You don't like the 3/4?
No, this is going to be a problem. And I know it's going to be a problem because it's been so long since I've had that on. But when I have it on, the injury that I sustained in my second motorcycle crash, I punctured my eardrum.
Yeah.
Okay, my right eardrum.
Yeah.
My ear's never been right. Okay, as far as like it feels clogged all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the head that's not right?
No, some hearing damage. When I wear the full head helmet,
yeah.
Okay, it starts to throw my equilibrium off. It's almost like it's squeezing my ear too much.
It's air pressure that's going on there. That's what it is.
That's
there's,
the problem.
There's internal air pressure.
And I didn't like the way that felt.
Well, see, that's you won't get that with a with not that I'm saying it's not good. You won't get that with a good helmet. Like with because it's the pad that goes inside the helmet. It's not cupping your ear properly. And it's leaving an air pocket for air to get in. And you know, like when you, like if you roll the back windows down in your car, you put those just a little bit, and you get that throbbing sound inside. That's basically what you're getting inside the helmet.
That's what was happening with me when every time I tried on it, and I tried to ride with the helmet he gave me, and I didn't like it. Well, and outside of the fact that he's got a smaller head than I do, and it was strangling the shit out of me.
Well, that's why if you get a helmet that's properly sized and a good that has good padding inside. It'll cup your ear perfectly, and you won't have that problem.
That's what I need. Right. We got to go to Cycle Gear and test the fucking...
That's what we'll do. We'll go see... Who we got to go see?
Ginny.
And who?
And...
Sean.
Jacob.
Oh, God.
Sean. John Jacob.
And Kuryakin is having their... Kuryakin.
I had some yesterday. Kuryakin chicken.
Yeah, right. Well, they're having their...
Kind of chewy, but it was good.
They're having a 10% off accessory mount sale until December 15th. Passenger drink holder. That's a lot of money for a passenger drink holder. Is that a sale?
To them?
I guess. Beverage holder.
They make good stuff for bikes, for accessories.
They do. They make a lot of great stuff. They're always at Americade. So there you go.
They're a third-party developer.
They are. They got some good stuff. So you go over there and get some of this stuff. And anybody want to drink while Tim's getting up?
Water.
I'm good. Tim's going to go to the bar and get us a drink. So that's that. So we got some emails. And we also have some Facebook comments we're going to go over.
Let's hear it.
You want to hear the Facebook comments?
Let's hear it.
Okay, we will. Thank you.
Sorry, that's a Christmas donkey.
Have you been watching any Christmas shows?
Nope.
No?
I'm a bah humbugging motherfucker, man.
Why?
I don't know.
What do you got here?
No, you did not.
Are those chocolate covered Oreos?
No, those are
marshmallows.
What do you call those things?
Malamars.
Malamars. Hello, doggy. Star going to come and hang out with us? We got the dog in here. It's Star. What kind of dog is that?
American Eskimo.
American Eskimo dog? Oh, okay. She's shy. She doesn't want to be on the show. All right. So we got email.
Go.
And we got some Facebook comments.
Let's good or bad?
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. We it's all good stuff. From fan mail. Boop. No, wait. This comes from. I just no name here. It's just RPOG99 on Hotmail. It's from New York. And he's just reiterating Rich is his name. But that 30 other people told me that there was no sound with episode 120 because of a technical glitch. Not No. It was not a technical difficulty.
O-M-G.
Yeah, it was because of there was a thing with the host.
So Rich says.
So anyway, so it's been taken care of. It's been working. Thank you very much, Rich, for realizing that. And thanks for listening, of course. And going over to Facebook, once I sent out the notification that there was something wrong with the sound on there.
Everybody started chatting.
Everybody started firing it up. John Williams says, "Well, I'm glad you told us. I thought I might have went deaf. My pipes are pretty loud." EJ Cooker, our friend EJ, commented that it was way quieter than usual. And Joe Center said, "Silent. I thought it was one of your best peaceful podcast episodes."
I don't know if that's an insult or not.
So there you go. Anyway, so we're that's some Facebook comments here.
Nice.
Yes.
If you want to leave a comment, go to Motorcycle Men Podcast on Facebook.
Yes.
Made a comment there, whatever. And go on to iTunes and give us some feedback on iTunes.
What kind of emails you get?
That was it.
Just you said emails.
I know.
If there is one gift you wanted for your motorcycle, what would that be?
Oh, we're doing that?
I'm going to ask.
For my motorcycle?
A motorcycle-related gift. What would you want?
That's a good question. It's a question for everybody. Well, everybody can answer this too that's listening. What is the one? Here's the thing. You can only get one thing.
One thing. Money's
what
no
do you want
no
for your
no
motorcycle?
Object?
Huh?
What do you want for your motorcycle?
Short of a full motorcycle.
Yeah. You can't say full motorcycle. That doesn't count.
No. It has to be an accessory or something
yes.
you would want.
What he said. An accessory or something.
Clothing
whatever.
Or something that has motorcycle related.
One thing you want.
You know, if we go back through all of our episodes, we could pick out a few things that you have said that you wanted on yours.
And you.
But mostly you.
Mostly what did I want on mine?
Oh, he wants everything.
Like a vagina?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the vagina one. Yeah.
He wants a vagina seat.
No, I think there's one. There's one thing that I want for my bike. It's a new rear pulley. That's what I want.
Sounds like a personal problem.
No.
That's a very specific item.
That would be a front pulley.
That's a very specific item.
It is a very specific item. That's what I would want.
I get it. Okay. You know what? It's funny. Well, mine's really not that much different. I would want
a windshield?
The six gear upgrade.
Oh, really?
The six gear package.
That's good, too.
Okay.
That's good.
How about you?
I'm going to say a new paint job.
Really?
Yeah, you've been wanting that for a while.
We talked about that, yeah.
We were going to dip your whole bike.
You dip it. Dip it.
All right.
If you could do that. If you had a big swimming pool, just dip the whole bike.
Right? With a crane.
Yeah, could you do that? I guess you could.
That would be badass shit, though, man.
Engine and everything.
Everything.
I wonder how long that would last.
That'd be funny.
That would be something.
That's something we should put on the website. Let's do it.
I'm sure
get
there's
a crane. We'll dump it in a big pool. And
yeah.
That would be such an experiment.
Come up with a cool, like whatever cool thing you want to put on there and just dump the entire bike, dip the whole bike.
Unfortunately, you're going to be putting water in the engine.
Yeah, but you don't like start the bike up right away after that. There's some ways out of that. You let it dry and everything, and then you change all the fluids. Make sure the water's
out.
Plug
up all the holes. That might no water can get in there.
You're good. I think you'll be fine. I think it's possible.
I don't know.
I'll do some research on that. That'd be pretty cool just to try it, though.
Everything. Because when you dip the whole bike, everything would be covered.
You all right there? So you do you have a stroke or something?
Yeah, I think I touched it. That Malamute.
Yeah. Hey, we got some news.
News.
I just passed out. Sorry.
Is that what that sound is?
Yeah, that's me. That's a body fart.
Okay. The EPA has elected. I don't know if you want to call it elected. Has decided that the United States will be considering. They're going to be increasing the ethanol in gasoline.
Why?
Because it's. There's money. Because money.
Okay, that's a given. But what's the second bullshit reason they're giving you? Why? What's the ethanol going to do for
In quotes, it's going to create more opportunities for the ethanol industry. That is
so
in quotes.
All I heard was is money, money, money.
Money.
Equals
money.
More money.
Money. They're talking.
Now, what does that do for gas mileage? What does that
exactly
do for,
did they say anything like
actually,
that?
Actually, reports were saying that, actually, and part of this also was reported by the Throttle podcast. Larry and Kevin were talking about this.
Right.
That it's also been found that it actually reduces your gas mileage.
Oh, really?
Okay, does it run cleaner, and like air-wise?
Yes, it does run cleaner. That's why. That's why they're
now, doing it. And is it better for your engine?
No. Because ethanol, after it sits for a while, put it this way, if your vehicle does not sit and you're constantly using it,
right,
then water does not have the opportunity to build up.
Yeah, because you're
your tank.
You're getting rid
not
of it.
Not only that, it does not have the opportunity to corrode all your hoses. When it sits after a little while, the ethanol...
What's that?
You're giving oh, my God. Ethanol will corrode your hoses.
Now... You say sit for a little while. Let's get some more details.
Let's say you have your tank full and you park your bike in October and you don't touch it again until April. There's a good chance that your lines now has it been proven? I don't know.
Well, that's not good anyway.
It's not good. So it's gonna.
So the best thing to do is run your engine dry, or put an engine treatment in or a gas treatment in there.
Or
would the gas treatments
or
work
just
for ethanol?
Through winter, which I've been horrible at lately, especially this year, is you at least start your bike once a day. Get the juices flowing.
Yeah,
massage it a little bit.
But anyway, they're looking to increase it to 15 to 20%.
And it's now
right now 10%. Now, for the cars that are being driven every day, it's like they're saying. The reports are saying is. You're not going to notice much of a difference as far as it goes for what it's doing to your car, as far as it goes for that. But for vehicles like motorcycles and boats that don't get used as much, you know, you're going to notice a difference. It's going to be bad for you. It's going to be bad for your bike. So the alternative are you guys have your additives that you can put in, right? The other thing
additives are going to help?
They do help.
Like a sponge?
I don't know about that. But the other alternative is to get non-ethanol fuel. Ethanol-free gasoline. Now, if you go to pure-gas.org, www.pure-gas.org, right? You get a list of ethanol-free gas stations in the U.S. and Canada. Now, most of these places are the airports, marinas, and some gas stations. Are selling non-ethanol fuel. And it has a tendency to be a little more expensive.
You think?
In New Jersey, there is a whopping 8 gas stations that are selling non-ethanol fuel. And only one of them, two? Only two of them are standard gas stations. All the rest are at marinas.
Okay.
Or so, airports.
So this is something that they're saying they're going to add to, but it sounds to me like it's one of those things like it's you're not going to see it for how long.
They want to do this now.
Yeah, like so all, every gas station that we know of is just suddenly going to get it.
They're going to start increasing it.
I'll believe it when I see it.
But here's the thing.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Non-ethanol fuel, they're saying it's days are numbered.
Yeah. You know what, dude? They've said that 10 years ago.
I know. But
they said that fucking 10, 20 years
ago. They don't know how much longer that the non-ethanol fuels are going to be sticking around. So if you have a non-ethanol...
It'd be great if it's better for the environment, but it doesn't... take away from, you know, power. It just adds better, you know, if it gets makes things better in general, fine. No. But don't blow smoke up everybody's fucking ass.
Can I put jet fuel in there?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing about this. Non-ethanol fuel is great. It's pure gasoline. If you can, if you have the opportunity before the winter, before you put your bike to bed, either drain the other crap out, run it dry, whatever the case may you want to be, and fill it up with regular gasoline.
Regular gasoline?
I mean, you know, regular standard fuel. You know,
like
your
normally.
Your high protein. High protein?
High protein.
High octane.
Oh, you said high protein.
So you
high
said
protein.
The high octane. So you're going to use the high octane.
High octane, yes.
Unleaded, right?
Yes. Yes.
So but you don't, what, you normally put in, what you're normally putting in. So what's the difference?
What about converting motorcycle? Has anybody converted a motorcycle to peanut oil?
I don't know. Probably.
Oh, you're talking. You're talking
oil.
You know, kind of. Like, yeah. Well, yeah.
Have they ever done that?
Yes.
Because you know you can do that to a car.
Yes, they have.
I remember years ago.
I read a book.
A couple of years ago, there was a guy that used to stop at the local watering hole over here. He had a van, and he converted it to cooking oil. And he used to literally.
Yeah, biodiesel.
He would stop at places and get their
used oil.
Their used oil.
It's called biodiesel.
And that was it. He got rid of it, and when he drive away, it just made you hungry because it smelled like it smelled like French fries.
I read a book not too long ago, an audiobook. The name of the book is That Thing Diesel. I can't remember the author, but the gentleman rode a biodiesel motorcycle around Australia.
Oh, really cool.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so here's the thing also. Many, or at least in New Jersey, many of these stations, the octane level of the gasoline, the non-ethanol, is 100 or more. You don't want to put this in your bike because your bike will not run better. In fact, you'll notice a decrease in performance because it doesn't burn as hot as the lower octane fuels. That is what I read. So there you go. So go to pure-gas.org to find out the list of non-ethanol fuel stations near you. Right?
Interesting.
All right. And last piece of news, if you want to call this. This is just going to, we're just going to tap on this. This is just a topic. Look it up for yourself. Honda is considering introducing a smaller Africa Twin.
Nice.
They're chit-chatting it over.
Is that it?
It may be a 750 or smaller.
What?
Yeah.
That's what's the purpose of that?
Because they're trying to get more, maybe a 500 even.
What are you doing with that
bike? I don't know. You're not
new riders? New riders?
For new riders. Yeah, apparently.
That's tiny.
That's tiny, yeah.
The bike is not that big.
Well, they're also trying to compete with the other markets, like the KTM 790 and some of the other small bikes, like the Wheelstrom. We'll talk about that.
The Wheelstrom.
Yeah, so there you go. So check that out. The links for all this stuff, of course, is going to be on the podcast website. We've got some cool destinations. We're going to do something here, something new. Something new, and we're going to just, I know we've been doing destinations here. Go here, do this. Now it's going to be Road of the Week. Okay?
Road of the Week. We haven't ridden that many. It's hard to say what's the Road of the Week.
And this comes to you from MotorcycleRoads.com.
Oh, there you go.
All right. This week's is called the Cock. I'm sorry. Did
it's
I just
called the Cock? That's what it sounded like you said, bro.
That's some fucked up
He's
shit right there.
Choke right there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's called the Cock.
The Cock Road. The Cock Road of New Jersey.
Are you just having dreams, your sexy little dreams you have, big boy? I was on a great road last night. It was called the Cock. Oh.
I was choking. I'm sorry. You were choking on your cock?
You guys suck.
That was funny.
I started it. It's like that time with episode 79. Tim goes, he wants to do a saddle like a, he meant to say like a horse saddle, but he stopped at, he paused like a whore.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you wanted to get put a whore on your bike.
That's better than what he said.
Yeah. Yeah.
I started
Ted
to
say.
Ted
wants to ride the cock road.
No.
Stay on the right side of the vein.
He was choking on the cock road.
It's a Copperhead Loop in North Carolina.
Copperhead
Loop.
Where is this at?
North Carolina. The Copperhead Loop. So you could go check that out. Go to motorcycleroads.com and look
I think
up.
I have that bookmarked.
Maybe you do. Yes, it's a description. The Copperhead Loop.
Sum it up.
Sum it up.
Sum it up real quick. Where is it at?
Synopsis.
Piscataway Forest, North Carolina?
It starts just minutes away from the Asheville Regional Airport. And seems to be an easy 16-mile loop.
That's it?
That's what it says.
16 miles.
60-mile loop. Hey, it's the road of the week. What can I say?
Really?
But it includes a whole bunch of, a lot of great scenery.
I like that.
A lot of great rides. Road quality. The route has switchback, sweepers, elevation, grade changes, both up and down. There are gas stations and restaurants along the way. So check that out, okay? And while you're there...
You should be good for 16 miles.
For 16 miles, I mean, you might get famished, and you might want to stop at Troy's 105...
And then you might have to get gas because you're running out of gas.
And stop at Troy's 105 Diner in...
Troy!
He's got his own restaurant, isn't he?
He's got his own restaurant. And it's... that's along the way.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Very cool.
See, I like places like that.
It's in Boone, North Carolina.
Boom.
It's right near Comfort Suites.
Boom.
So what you can do is you do the ride, then you stop at Troy's, and then you go take a nap.
Nice.
Right?
Yep. And then pretty soon, one day, it'll be V-Twin Cafe.
Yeah, right. And then when you're done there, you can go to the Roadside Diner in New Jersey. There you go. Classic Roadside Diner for the real diner experience in New Jersey. One of New Jersey's oldest diners. Serves up the ultimate dinner experience every day with amazing food, incredible prices, and authentic decor.
Where's that? Nice.
It is in Wall, New Jersey, on Route 33 and 34.
Shit.
I have eaten there.
That looks very familiar to me.
It is. It's you might have passed. Remember the time last year? You this past summer you did a ride. You came all the way down 34 and blah blah blah.
I might have stopped there myself.
Yes.
That looks very familiar to me.
In fact, this very diner. The liner on the liner notes of one of Bon Jovi's album, there's a cover, there's a picture of the band in this diner.
Nice, nice.
This very diner. So this is the Roadside Diner. Check that place out.
When I looked at that, I was thinking of the diner office on 78. You see, that looks like a train.
Yes, I know exactly which one
you're
talking
about. Yeah,
that's what I thought of.
I think it's called. I think that one's called actually called the diner that looks like a train.
Yeah. Train diner.
All right, so this week, for our bike shootout, we need gun sounds. I shouldn't have to tell you this.
Oh, my God. Well, you didn't tell us it was coming.
Oh, by the way, so now this week for our gun shootout, we have... For our gun shootout, the bike shootout.
The bike shootout, eh?
For the chicken shootout... That's funny. That'll do. This time we're doing what the fuck is that?
Shotgun.
We're doing mid-level cruisers.
Mid-level
cruisers of 1,000 cc's or less.
Go.
Okay. And as you can imagine, this list is ultimate competition. Between the three, big three, I think. The big three cruiser manufacturers. Triumph, Indian, and Harley-Davidson.
Da, da, da.
All right.
Dun, dun, dun.
First one's going to be...
No.
No? The Bonneville T100. Starting at $10,400. Get your choice of...
And that wins because it's going to be the cheapest one of all of them.
Not necessarily.
No, not necessarily.
I do like the Triumph.
All right, it's nice. It comes in black, blue, and red. And let's give you some specs on this. You want to hear some specs on this? It's got a 900cc engine. Okay. What else you want to know? What else you want to know?
I had somebody on my route who had one of those.
It's got a five-speed engine. Five-speed transmission. I mean,
transmission.
All right. It is... It's got a 100 front, 150 rear tire.
Small.
Small? Yeah, it's like pizza cutters almost. Now the big numbers. Seat height, 31.1.
Wow.
It's not too bad.
Hard for me.
Dry weight.
1 million.
470 pounds dry weight. That's dry weight now. Okay, and it's got a 3.8-gallon fuel tank. Its fuel consumption is... doesn't say.
Which is... It doesn't say?
86... Oh, CO2 figures. We're okay, but doesn't give us the fuel consumption. Sorry. So there you have it. That's that. That is the Triumph Bonneville T100 mid-level cruisers for $10,400.
Okay.
Motorcycle number two. As soon as I can find it. The Harley-Davidson Iron 883.
It's cool looking. I always like that one, too.
Yeah. Available in five different colors, green, white, red, silver,
and black.
I like
that color. I like that in the picture right there.
That matte gray.
That's nice.
It is a nice. That's a good-looking bike. It really is. Let's look at the specs now. Here we go. That's a good-looking bike. I like that. Anyway, if you, again with Harley Davidson, God forbid she'd you pick a color other than black. If you get a solid color, the black is $8,900. So it's already cheaper than the Bonneville.
That's actually $9,000.
Well, $9,000, yeah. Okay, $89.99. A hard candy custom color, it's $9,500.
Of course, because it's going to be special.
Does the
they have to grow those people.
Did the Bonneville have ABS? Yes, it does. Bonneville does have ABS.
No shit.
The ABS is an option
on the Harley. Yeah, they're not going to put that standard on there.
Nope, not at all. This has got a 53.9 cubic inch engine. 883 engine. It's electronic fuel injection. Ignition.
All of them should be now. Yeah. I don't think they make one carbureted bike anymore.
Seat height.
Stopped years ago.
We'll go do the unladen seat height because the Bonneville is unladen. So the unladen seat height here with the Harley is 29.9 inches.
Okay.
Seat height, if you're sitting on it, is 25.7.
Okay.
My fat
ass would be 25.
You know, it's got a 100 front, 150 rear. So it's pretty,
the same thing.
Pretty much
the
same thing. Fuel capacity is 3.3 gallons.
Smaller tank.
Yeah, but it's sports car. Sports has always had smaller tanks.
However.
But it has a bigger engine.
Weight in running order is 564.
Wow.
But don't forget, they were talking about their better on gas from the IAM show. Okay. When they did their little presentation. You mentioned because of the technology and the all the upgrades on the engines.
Well, they're estimating this.
So that kind of answered our question about why the smaller tank, even though I still don't agree on looks-wise with the breakout.
I don't agree with
but
it either.
But the bikes are lighter and better on gas than the older versions.
So, in other words, it's better on gas. Give it the same tank so you can get further.
That's my thing.
Don't make the tank smaller and go the same distance.
That's my thinking. I agree with you.
You know, it's funny because by them doing it, too, they're not lowering the price.
No, they're not. Of course not.
So then why the fuck did you make a different size tank?
I get it. Anyway, so they're estimated it to be 51 miles per gallon.
Wow.
Which is good, because I mean, when I had my 883, I was getting 55, which is good.
Yeah.
So there you go. That is the Harley-Davidson Iron 883, which is actually a very nice bike.
It is.
Okay, now our third bike in the group, and this is some serious competition here, is the Indian Scout 60. There you have it.
That's not bad looking.
It's a good looking bike.
I think that's cool.
The Indian Scout 60 comes in at $89,000, same price as the Harley Davidson. All right. And here comes the specs. 60 cubic inch engine. So it's a little bit bigger than the Sportster. A little bit big. We're looking at a... They're saying it's got 78 horsepower. I can't remember what the Sportster was. Did they even say? I think the Sportster is the exact same. I think it is 78 also. Did I say torque? Did they use that T word? They did not use the T word. Anyway, getting back to the...
That's, it's a five-speed.
It is a five-speed transmission, and it, and the Iron 83 is also a five-speed. It, this one's got a 130 front, 150 rear, so it's a little fatter tire up front on this bike. Dimensions, here it is. Seat height, 25.3, so it is lower than the Sportster, and certainly lower than the Bonneville.
Gas tank size?
3.3 gallon tank, same as the Sportster.
Yes.
And full tank of fuel. This baby weighs 546 pounds. I think this bike is the same exact thing. It's the, it's a Sportster is what it is.
Yeah, wow. Oh, shit.
It's a Sportster.
It's identical.
It's identical.
That, I mean, I was zoned out for a second. I'm like, are you looking at the Sportster again?
Yeah. 564. Now. The Sportster actually is a little bit heavier.
Can I see the picture again?
The Sportster. Which of the body? I mean, no, the Indian? Yeah. That's what you call it?
It's a nice bike, too. I like it. That's cool looking. I like that fat tire in the front, man.
The fat tire really makes it.
It really does. I like that look.
I like this one.
It's got it's got a nice style to it.
I like it a lot.
I'm surprised they're cheaper than the Triumph.
I am very surprised that they're, that the Triumph is
I
expensive.
Like the rake on this a little bit more, too.
Yes. So it's a more spread out.
The rake is a little better.
Well, actually, we don't have that. Let me see. It's 91 inches long from front to front, front to back.
Wow. That's a long bike.
I wonder if you could put a two-up seat on that.
You could. I'm sure you could.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm sure you could. Dimensions, length, 86 inches. So, yeah, so the Indian's longer. Bonneville's a shorty.
Yeah, it's more of a cafe racer. That's typical.
Not about a cafe racer. It's, you know.
Triumph,
see, his whole
like
thing is Harley doesn't have anything like that now.
No, Harley. Well, if
see,
you want, if you want,
you keep
this,
talking about the Triumph,
the street,
that's their look.
The street is almost like this.
You know, the Triumph has always got that cafe
they,
feel.
They
to it,
have
you know
the same kind of body styles as the other one.
No other maker has like a Triumph type cafe racing look like that.
No.
Well, except for some of the.
And a lot of people
say Triumph does has bikes that look like.
And a lot of people might say that this was an unfair comparison because the Triumph is nothing like it. But actually, believe it or not, this is in price comparison. This is the lowest priced motorcycle that Triumph has.
Yeah, it is.
This is it. The T100 is the bottom. That's the cheapest bike they have.
Yeah, and they're not the
and
cheapest.
It's as far
everybody
as,
think they were the cheapest and they're not.
And not only that, but this is the smallest engine that they have. That fits. So this is where it's comparable. Now, like I said, the wheel size, I don't know. I think you look at the Triumph, you look at the Sportster. Come on, let's go look at the Sportster. Brrr. There's the Sportster. And let's get the Indian up there. I don't like how Indian doesn't actually give you a picture of the bike. There's the Indian.
That's a nice looking bike, man. It's water cooled?
I think so.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
I'm not sure. I don't
like
know.
Looks like a radiator on it.
I don't know for certain.
I might be wrong, but that looks like a radiator.
Radiator or radiator?
Radiator.
Radiator. Radiator springs.
Radiator.
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 Horsepower, torque, speed, big, best of force, wet clutch, closed loop fuel injection.
Liquid cooled. Here you go. Says it right there.
A liquid cooled V-twin. And, of course, the Bonneville is a liquid cooled.
No. Is it really?
Is it
that tiny little engine?
No, it doesn't look like there's a radiator.
No, there's a
right there. It's got a radiator. It's got a radiator. Right? Engine transmission, liquid cool. So the only bike, the three bike that's is the Sportster is the only one that is air cooled.
Okay.
Okay, you're picking one. Which one are you picking?
Ooh, this is a good one. This is a tough one. This is really tough, even for me.
I have my opinion.
Even me, as everyone in the world knows, I am an extreme Harley loyalist. I always love the Harley. And
I'm going to go out there and say Indian.
You're going to go with the Indian?
Yep.
Triumph. Let's look at the Bonnie again. You know what it is with me? I love Triumph bikes. It's the look that bothers me. I can't get over the look.
You don't like. You never like that traditional look.
I don't like that. I don't like that look. Even with it, now, if you look at their modern classics, for example, and this was an unfair comparison because the engine, I couldn't have taken one of these because the engines were too big. I mean, you're talking about 1,800cc engine. Right? Just,
that's
I,
nice.
I,
that's
I
a could, nice bike
now,
right
there. This is the Speedmaster. That's a great-looking bike. But
it is.
It's an unfair comparison to throw. I couldn't throw the Speedmaster in with these other two bikes. It just that's an unfair comparison. Wow. Now, if I had Fat Boy, for example, and then this, and then blah, blah, blah. Yeah, fine. But with the Bonneville, I think... I can't get past the look, so I'm throwing that out. Me. What are you picking, Chris? Did you pick it?
I'm going to go with the Indian, too.
You're going to go with the Indian also?
Yeah. And I love Harley, too, man. I really do.
The thing that throws me...
I like the rake on that Indian better.
Yes. And the thing that throws me on the Harley is they got the short bars on there. And I don't want that crunch.
It's the reach for you.
Right, exactly. I don't want to be bent over.
Chris,
like
did
that.
You ride? Did you ride the Sports Seven in the last demo days?
I liked it. All right.
Because I rode this last year when I had the demo days at Harley in the spring.
It felt tiny to me. It did. So it's a cool bike, and it had a lot of giddy up.
That's something I wish.
It has forward controls, the Indian, doesn't it?
It does.
It just felt small to me. Like I'm used to soft tail models and bigger. I don't know. The bike just felt small.
This has got torque. 6,500.
See, now, mind you, that was the 2017 model. I haven't done the new one. The 2018 models. I test rode any of the 2018 models.
You know, I checked
we
that out.
We did the 2017
models. Yeah, we did the 2017. They really haven't changed much.
Yeah. I do remember the breakout. Like I said, the breakout of being like a fucking rocket.
That was a
that
rocket
thing was fucking ship. Powerful, man.
Scared the piss out of you.
That thing was flying.
You're like holding on for dear
yeah,
freaking
when you,
life.
Like
man.
You hit the fucking thing, man. You felt like you were going to fall off the fucking bike.
And that was the Pro Street breakout we rode,
yeah,
wasn't
that was
it?
Fast. That thing was fucking wicked, dude. I chirped the gears at like 80 miles an hour by accident. I was like, eh.
Wow!
Like holy shit!
What was the thing? That had the 117 in it, didn't it?
Yeah, it was a big fucking engine.
It's
big fucking engine.
Yeah, it does. I if I'm not mistaken, and correct, you can feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the Sportster has 78 foot-pounds of torque, which is more than the which is because the Indian has 65.
Look out!
I don't know, man.
You can't go wrong with either the Indian or the Sportster.
He's going to say Sportster. Let's just go. He's a Harley guy. He's going to go Sportster. Just say it. Get it over with.
I'll tell you what.
I'm even going to put the grain of salt in my reviews because I haven't test rode any of these bikes. Mm-hmm. Because there was bikes that when we did the 2017 model ride of all the Harleys,
yeah.
There was bikes that I liked. And then after I test rode them, I was like, I don't like it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
I might get on. I might test ride that Indian one day and decide that I really don't like.
And same thing with me. Like there were bikes that I thought that I would not like,
right?
And I did like.
Me too. The Dyna was the one. The 2017 Dyna. I never was a fan.
Oh,
of Dyna.
Yeah, the Fat Bob.
Yeah, I was never a fan of the Dyna models, but then I did the Fat Bob
right.
And I liked it. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you like the Road Glide more than anything.
The Road Glide and a new Fat Boy.
And I tell you what, the bike that I thought that I wouldn't like is
Street
the
Glide.
Street glide.
Not the Road Glide.
And the bike
road
that
glide
I
was,
well, the
see,
bike that
I thought
that
I would
wait,
not
wait
like.
A minute. You said what?
See, he said I'd like the Road Glide. The Street Glide.
The Street Glide. Yes.
Yeah, but you said you didn't like. You think?
No,
you
I thought
like
I thought
glide.
I wasn't going to like the Road Glide, but I did because it had the fixed fairing, mm-hmm. And I never rode a bike with fixed fairing. See how weird it is, and it's really not weird. Within seconds, I'm like, oh, I get it.
It's a whole new experience.
Yeah. But I got it. You get it like that.
But the bike that I thought that I wouldn't like was the Slim. The Slim was badass.
Oh, yeah. I like that one, too.
But anyway, so getting back to this, it's for me. So, you know, because I have ridden the Harley, the 883, I've ridden that. I know what that's like, and I know what it feels like, and I really, really, really like this bike a lot. I like it a lot. I have not ridden the... you okay over there? Your right boob is hitting the cable, so you need to... Yeah, your boob is.
My boob isn't going to touch anything.
Okay.
Stop moving.
Stop moving.
Stop,
stop
moving.
Stop, stop moving.
You're creating issues.
I swear to God, man, if you're any more comfortable, are you, can you be any possible more comfortable? Can you take a picture of that so we can put it on the website? Anyway, I have sat on the Scout 60, and the only thing that bothers me about it is how light this bike is.
Yes. Well, compared, because we're so used to Harleys. Harleys are heavy bikes. Everybody else, they're light.
Bike was very light, and that's the only thing that turned me off about the Indian was how light it was.
All right.
So, I mean, compare, you know, put them side by side performance-wise, they're basically the same bike as performance-wise.
Like as a bar hopper or a mid-level travel bike, what bike would you have?
I'd take the Sportster.
That's what these bikes basically are.
Yeah.
I mean, of course you could go long distance on a bike.
Sport Glide.
Did you really want to go?
The Sport Glide was nice. We're going to talk about that. Why is that doing that? Make that stop.
He doesn't care.
He's going to sleep over there.
No, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, you are. You're doing something.
So there, that's our shootout. So, but it's going to go to the Indian Scout because Tim and Chris picked that. The Indian Scout 60. They take that, and I don't say naturally, but I went with the Iron 83 because I really like that bike a lot.
Of course.
And the Triumph Bonneville, close. It could have been there. So now let's talk about last week. The three of us went to New York to the Jacob Javits Center.
Yes.
Where? We went to the International Motorcycle Show.
As press,
we got in for free. Of course, you know, we ran past the guards real quick, so I don't think they saw us. And we didn't get there till 11, like 11 o'clock. So the media tour had already started. And we elected to just wander around on our own, right, to check things out.
And then they kind of jump into the media tour.
And then we jumped into the media tour when they got to Suzuki. So first impressions. Tim, go.
I think it was a better show than last time we went. More organized. I like the displays better. I was impressed with all the motorcycles that were there.
It was smaller, too.
You know? It was smaller but more organized.
Yeah. Was there anything about the show you didn't like?
Not enough booth girls.
No. Yeah. Yeah, right?
We were there on the wrong day for that.
No. I think it was good the way it was. It was just right. You know, not too many side vendors as it was in the previous ones.
Right, they moved it down into the basement this year.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part of the show this year?
Favorite part? The two models. No. I can't say that there's a favorite.
Okay.
I liked it all. I like the Ural. I like that Ural. I like the
sidecar
and everything. I really like that. I think that's cool.
Chris, first impressions.
I liked it. It was smaller because they had it downstairs this year in the Jacob Javits Center. Last year was upstairs. It was a bigger, wider show. But, yeah, this, like Tim said, it was a lot more organized, it seemed. It was definitely smaller, which was good.
Yeah.
Still a big show. But and press day is, you know, it's nice and
it's not as crowded.
Yeah, it's not as crowded too. You know.
Yeah.
We didn't
really
see the mayhem.
Got a chance to really look at the bikes. And stuff.
Yeah, that's what I liked about it. So looking at, there was a lot of bikes I was impressed with. With the media tour, I was very impressed with the Yamaha and Honda, man. I liked the bikes they were making, man.
Yep, very good.
They did a nice fucking job.
The new Goldwing is beautiful.
New Goldwing.
We'll talk about that.
The cruisers for both of them are really, really caught my eye.
Mm-hmm.
I like the designs of them a lot. I would like to hear those bikes with like some Vans and Hines on them.
Right.
They were some really nice bikes they made, especially Yamaha, man. Their cruisers were nice looking. Granted, they're all ripping off Harley. But,
yeah. What was your least favorite part about it?
Not enough booth girls.
Not enough booth girls. Yeah, we were definitely there too early for that.
Did you hear what I said? I said booth.
Booth girls. Booth. B-O-O-F.
Obviously, I have a speech impediment.
My favorite part was the free lunch.
Yeah, free lunch.
See, I was wondering when one of you guys were going to say something. They fed us.
Yeah, they fed us for free.
And you know what? I was expecting just cheap crap sandwiches.
It was good, man. We had a roast beef sandwich.
It was very good. Roast beef and coffee. Free coffee and sodas and drinks and stuff. It was
very nice.
It was very good.
They treated the media very nice there this year.
It was very good.
Like I said, it was more organized. It was better. Of course, media day for us is we got to saw. I've talked to a couple of friends of mine that went in the normal days, the Saturday and Sunday, and they were asking me about, did you see this and that? We didn't get to see some of the. They did some cool game setup, apparently.
Really?
For people when you went there. You could play a game like from every vendor that it all coincided into one thing. Hmm. And we didn't see that because we were there and they were still setting up a lot of vendors.
Oh, a lot of vendors. Yeah, worse. Aprilia was still setting up. There's a couple other vendors that are still setting up, too. But my favorite part, I think my first impression is. I agree with both of you guys. I think it was much better because it was smaller, and you were able to actually see the whole show.
And the media, well, media for us, like going on a media day was more enjoyable because there was less people.
Media day was great. There was, like, nobody there.
Yeah.
That was great. I was impressed with the displays. They were much better.
Who did you meet from Iron Magazine?
Our friend Steve Lita.
There we go.
From American Iron Magazine was there.
Steve, it was nice meeting you. Great.
And we got to chit-chat with him for a little while. If you listen to episode 120, you heard the Bits and Pieces episode, which included all of us chit-chatting and talking with Steve Lita. That's my first impressions. My favorite part of that, outside of lunch.
Holy.
What?
Holy.
Holy. There's two, actually. I mean, yes, we'll put that. Let me put this out there right now. It goes without saying that I enjoyed everything Harley had.
I'm with you on that one as well. Their display is always top notch, professional.
Let's just say that's a given.
That's a given. That's there. There's no question about it, and nobody's going to top that. Boom, done. A close second, believe it or not, for me. Was the vendors, not the motorcycles, but the vendors.
Really?
All right, yeah. I got my hat.
And that was one of the things that impressed me, I would say maybe the most, was that leather distributor. I can't remember the name of it right now.
Yeah, either can I. Wasn't it Red something or something?
Southwest something. It's a company out of Australia, believe it or not. And they had it was beautiful leather work.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't looking it up. I could look it up if I could actually.
No,
you could do it with your iPad.
I could,
but you're not going to because you're very comfortable right now.
Yeah,
it's so far away. It's about 8 inches from your hand.
I can't. I
think my least favorite part of that was that they had all of the they had vendors on one side, motorcycles, and then vendors on the other side.
Right,
I think they should have had all the vendors in one location, and I think the other thing that I really was disappointed.
Didn't you just say that? You said the vendors were on one side and the bike.
No. They had vendors, motorcycles, and then vendors. They were like,
you want the people to cross
again. That's
over.
That's a personal preference.
You don't want everything in one spot because they're not going to see.
I disagree with you.
You know,
that's okay.
Because by setting it up that way, you're forcing people to go through and see everything.
But I'm just saying we didn't have... I don't see that where that happened. What were the vendors we had to go through?
No, not go through any vendors. Motorcycles were in
saying.
The middle.
No, he said
vendors and then motorcycles, then vendors.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
There are vendors are all around the back and then on the other side. And we didn't even go look at those other vendors.
We went through the whole place.
We kind of sort of did.
And some of them weren't even opened yet.
Right.
No, well, I said that.
Behind where the you remember the kitty areas, kitty track, there was vendors over there on the other side over there too, which we didn't go over there. But and of course they weren't open, so it didn't matter anyway. But I think that the vintage area could have been a little bigger.
Yeah,
I wanted to
see
more
I
vendors.
Think we also because I saw pictures again from some friends that went there in the normal days. There was stuff set up.
Oh, there was.
There was stuff set up. that was not set up when we were there.
Oh, okay. Well, there's
so we actually missed on some additional motorcycles that we did not see.
So here's the tip, boys and girls. If you're going to go to Media Day, make sure you go the following day also so that you get to see more. But there were guys unloading vintage bikes as they were unloading those vintage
cars. I got four pictures of those.
I got pictures of those, too. Beautiful bikes. Beautiful. Yeah. So they're from a couple from the, was it 47, 52, 48, and I think there's a 36 there, too.
Yeah, really nice
beautiful
bikes,
beautiful Harleys.
All original, too.
Yeah.
How do you...
So, okay, let's start off. We wandered around, and what any motorcycles in particular that draw your attention?
My attention, for me, it was the Sport Glide.
You like the Sport Glide?
I like the Sport Glide.
Yeah, that's the new one, right?
That's the new Harley.
Yeah, they did the really nice design on that.
Yeah, and their entire presentation, if you listen to episode 120, their entire... 121. 120. Their entire presentation was all about the Sport Glide, and they took the fairing off. And what's interesting, when they took the fairing and the bag off, what was your impression of that?
I liked the fact easy.
It was super easy.
Easy.
Now, it totally changed the look of the bike at that point.
I like that. It's the whole point of maybe that's that whole modular. It was modular.
See, one of the things that they don't show you there in these things is... accessories for bikes, like seats and what your options are, and show, because I'm sure they have new innovations in that regard for these bikes.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Like one of the, you're like the like a bike that you want to buy, you want to see it with a sissy bar on it, a shield on it if it doesn't.
They should have like a mock bike where you could
with all the accessories on.
I see what you're saying.
Right. Or a bike you could throw things on quickly.
That's a good idea.
Let's get a job at Harley. Do that.
That is a great idea.
But
like
all
that.
The bike, all the manufacturers should have something like that, where you could say, have a whole thing where your seats are.
It's funny. I'm surprised they don't do that, because that could be a selling point for people that come in. Where if somebody wants like a mid level or a beginner bike, if they accessorize it and show that person what it looks like with accessories on it. That might make want them to buy it more.
Yeah.
Like, these are the accessories you can get on this bike.
Right.
You know?
I just thought it was pretty cool.
You wouldn't have to do that on a Street Glide, because it already comes with bags and a fucking...
Sport Glide,
We're talking about...
You took a mid-level starter
bike. The locks and things like that. And
yeah. I mean, as far as it goes for the Sport Glide, I think really the only thing that you might want to put on there, like you had mentioned, was a taller windshield, because they do make a taller one.
Of course.
Or a sissy bar on the back, you know, a two-up seat.
Right. Yep.
That's about it. That's really the only thing else if you need to.
Personal preference, I want to split the exhaust system. I don't like it both on one side. I want it both on both sides of the bike. I like that, having it on both sides.
Oh, you like the true dual?
Yes.
Oh, see, that doesn't matter.
I like that on all bikes, because now I can put bigger bags on it. If I want to put bags on it, you're going to lower.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You see?
I guess.
It gives me more room, and it fattens up the bike a little bit.
Yep. I just think that, the Sport Glide was very nice. I would like to have seen it in multiple colors. I mean, that's a trivial thing, perhaps.
Like I said, I told you about the whole color thing. I don't know why they can't just paint it any color that Harley has.
Yeah.
There's no reason for that.
Here's our colors available. Pick what color you want on your bike, and then they order it for you, or whatever the case may be.
Right.
But they had their demo thing going on there, too, where you could actually sit on the bike and ride it. It was a Street 750, or Street 500 on the little thing you could sit on.
But that
and
was
ride
more
it.
For, like, beginners.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Moving around, we stopped at Suzuki, and you sat on the Boulevard C90T, which we commented looked very much like a Heritage.
Yes, yes. And there was just something, it felt like a plastic bike in comparison.
It was very extremely light.
It felt like it was made of plastic.
It did, yeah.
It was very light.
That was the only thing I could say about. I'm not picking on them, because, like I said, I was impressed by Honda and Yamaha, but the bikes, as it compared to Harley, they did feel lighter and just weird, like you said, plasticky.
Yeah.
Not saying that they were. It's not saying that they're bad quality or anything.
No, not at all.
It's just what the impression I got when I sat on them.
And then while we were there, I caught. The presentation that they were doing for Suzuki, and they were showing off their newest bike, that they're trying to push here in the U.S. They're calling it the, you know, as you know, I like the V-Strom. The V-Strom 1000. Now, they also have the, what they everybody's referring to as the V-Strom, which is the V-Strom 650. Now they're trying to push in a what they're calling the Wee Strom, V-Strom 250.
Wow!
Now what they're trying to, what they're relying on here, they want the general public to vote on this to see what kind of reaction they get to see if they introduce this bike into the U.S. Do I care for a 250? Not particularly.
Are you ever going to buy one of these bikes seriously if you had the money?
If I had the money to
blow, to piss away,
I would buy a V-Strom 650.
I wouldn't.
Just telling you.
I would.
They look fun. I would want to ride one. I'll just ride yours for fun.
Yeah. If I would do that or the V-Strom 1000.
I wouldn't buy one. I would buy...
but it would be an adventure bike.
Yeah, I'd buy a Triumph and I'd buy a... In Africa.
What? No.
I'd buy an Africa.
Africa. He would buy Africa if money was no...
Yeah, if money was
no... Well, you have $50?
Yeah. I would buy Africa.
Don't listen to me.
But that's what... But I was... Was I... I was not impressed with this, with the 250. I mean, there's a market for it. People want the 250. Fine. I wouldn't want one.
BMW's full dresser.
Now, BMW, we went over to BMW.
Beautiful bike, but pricey as shit.
It's not only pricey as shit.
And look, too technically, like, very... Well, I just
futuristic.
See, I just I see a lot of problems with that. It was just bells. Too many bells and whistles on it. Too many.
Well, I think the one thing that Tim and I both agreed on is that we were looking at the it was the K1600 1600 GTL exclusive.
Right.
We sat on that, and we also sat on the K1600B, the bagger.
Right.
One of the comments that we both shared was that these bikes are massive.
Yes. Top front heavy.
Front and top heavy. These bikes were massive. I would go on record as saying they felt bigger than any CVO Harley out there.
I felt like I was going to fall over just sitting there.
The bikes were huge. And you could feel the weight in the handlebars. You could feel the weight there.
Big time.
Comfortable for the moment. But
they probably handled really well.
They probably handled really well. I'm sure that they're quiet as anything. They're super quiet. Great performance, there's no question about it. But the one thing that I said is the riding position is horrible for me. Because you only have one foot position.
That's right. You can't stretch out at all.
You're sitting in a chair.
See, but we're used to that kind of thing. And the people that ride these other bikes, like...
they're used to that.
You're used to that sitting.
So they're fine with that. See, that's the whole point. I think it's just like anything. You got to get used to it.
We're loungers.
Yeah.
And we are loungers.
Our bellies show it.
The whole point. We don't ride those other bikes enough to know that. Who knows, man? If we ride those other bikes long enough, we might find that comfortable.
I did. The bikes
are a lot thinner, too.
Now, maybe I didn't see it. Maybe I just didn't see it. But the R9T, I did not see there. And I did not see their scrambler there, BMW scrambler. I just did not see them.
Where were we looking, though?
Don't recall if I was looking.
We were around all of them. I was looking. I did not see it there.
Okay. They did have the 1200 GS Adventure there. And it's a huge bike.
We just didn't recognize it.
What I was very disappointed about, though, is Triumph was not there.
No, that blew.
That was very disappointing.
That fucking blew. Not unless somebody could tell us if you went on Saturday and Sunday. I don't see why.
No, they were not there. Later. One of the guests of Loud Pipes was on their podcast recently, and
he said
they were not there.
Wow.
They were not there. I was very disappointed.
I wonder why that is.
Maybe it's just they didn't feel like shipping bikes over, or maybe there were no dealers here that were willing to give them up, or I don't know. I don't have an answer for that.
Yeah, where's the closest Triumph dealer to us in Jersey?
Good question. Edison? I didn't know there's one.
That's spot over by Honda. There's a Triumph dealer in there.
In there, right? Yeah, that's right. Edison, yeah.
That's not that far.
But that's like a motorcycle mall kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like they had a mix of everything. Yeah. They had, Honda, Yamaha, and Triumph.
Victory, when Victory was around.
Yeah. I don't know. Here we are. Find a dealer. Let's find a dealer.
Find a dealer near you.
Find a dealer near.
Yeah, speaking of, people went down to shitter, what did they do? Victory. If you had a dealership, who gets the bikes?
Well, they just
who's going to sell the bikes? Now?
They sell them off. And if they don't sell them, I guess they go to the scrap.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, there's a shitload of Triumph dealers around here. It's just in New York. There's one in Hempstead, Long Island. There's one right in Edison, like we said, and there's one down in South Jersey. So I don't know why they weren't there. I think they should have been there.
How many new models did they have this year coming up?
It's not so much the new models, but they...
Well, maybe that could be it.
Maybe they didn't have enough where they felt like they should go to the IMS show.
Yeah, maybe.
The IMS show. I'm going to keep saying IMS show.
No, they had their bobber.
IMS show.
They had their bobber, which was introduced earlier. They had the... they have new Bonneville coming out, I guess. Yeah, of course, the Speedmaster was released. Well, you know, they could. Maybe they just didn't have some of these models that they could have brought to the show. But still, I think they should have been there to show off what they have.
I was kind of bummed. I wanted to see more.
I wanted to see what they had. You know?
I was kind
of
bummed.
From there, we went over, we checked out. Of course, then Honda. Of course, Honda was over there showing off their big thing that they're showing off was the Goldwing.
Which is very nice.
Yes. The Goldwing, I was very impressed by the Goldwing.
And they were talking mostly about... Tim and I, you both, and I agree with that. One of the impressive things on it was the 7-speed transmission.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they refined it. Look, they refined it in size. It doesn't...
It's smaller.
It's smaller, and it's not as bulky as the older ones. But it's still a full dress cruiser.
And it does a shifting with your thumb. Which is weird.
That's the Japanese bikes. That's like...
The 6-speed, including overdrive and reverse, by the way.
Ooh, I could use that.
It's just a huge... I just like the bike is huge, for one.
It's not that... I didn't think it was that huge. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
No, I
thought it was more refined. They refined the look of it a lot. It looked a lot, yes. lot sleek.
You know, the only thing we didn't... We did not
futuristic, in a way.
We did not get a chance to sit on it. That's the only
comfortable.
Thing. Did you sit on it?
Yeah.
You got to sit on
it?
I did not. I did not get a chance to sit on it.
It was comfortable. The leg placement was...
Really?
It was comfortable, man.
Huh, okay.
I would definitely test ride the shit out of that, man.
Huh. Let me look at some of the specs on this. It's got a seat height of 29.3, weighs 787 pounds, Tim.
Wow. That's not too bad.
It's got a 5.5-gallon gas tank.
That's not bad at all.
No, it's not. I expected it to be a lot more.
That's what I'm saying. They refined the look of it. Yeah, I like it. I mean, I gave them a lot of props for it.
It's got the 7-speed transmission with the overdrive. Yeah, there's that. Okay. 1800
7-speed transmission. That's awesome. That thing's crazy. And the reverse has nothing to do with the transmission either.
No, right. No, it's not.
That's an electric motor separately.
That's a bike built for really long hauls, man. You want to go across the country, you want a bike like that.
The only thing I didn't sit on it, I should have, is the foot position. How was the foot position?
Okay. Like I said, when I said it was comfortable.
Could automatic
stretch out if you wanted to, though.
The automatic DCT transmission.
It was comfortable. It wasn't as jammed up as I thought it was.
It's that DCT transmission that I was looking at. It actually is a good looking bike.
Isn't it?
It is a good-looking bike.
They've refined the hell out of the Goldwing. It looks nothing like its old
predecessors.
Yeah, predecessors.
Yeah, the DC, which one was this? This is the Goldwing automatic DCT.
Go to the
DCT.
Bigger one.
Hold it.
Go to the
this
bigger
is the
one.
7-speed automatic DCT plus reverse and walking mode.
Yes.
That's right, walking mode.
Walking mode. So you may just have to scoot up somewhere that's got that walking mode.
Go to the right, the one on the right. That one.
This is their fourth tour model with all the bags.
That's the one I sat on.
Yeah? That's a big-ass bike, man.
You think so?
I think so.
It's a lot smaller than the one at Harley's.
It is smaller than the BMW.
When I sat on that and I pulled it up, it did not feel as heavy as your bike.
No.
No. 787 pounds.
Mine's 100 pounds more.
Well, let's look at that.
But boy, a lot of bells and whistles, man. You look at the fucking dash on that thing, man.
Okay, this one particular model with the full torque pack weighs 833 pounds.
That ain't nothing.
Ready to ride.
That ain't nothing.
It's got a 29.3-inch seat height. And look at that dashboard.
That was pretty.
The dashboard cracks me. But do we really need to have iPhone type buttons on there?
Yeah, because that's what it is, bro.
That's the future, though.
That's the future, baby.
Yeah, so you can text while you're riding your motorcycle.
No, I would keep that shit dimmed if I was riding.
Oh yeah. And then we also went over to Yamaha, And we checked out their new Eluder and Venture motorcycles.
Liked it a lot.
I didn't care for the Venture. I didn't care for it.
No, I like the Eluder.
The Bagger model, that's okay. It was
nice
very light,
that one.
But I felt that the front end was kind of heavy.
Yep, that's what I said too.
We both said the same thing. The front end seemed kind of heavy. Riding position of the Venture, I thought was good. I thought it was comfortable. It was comfortable, I thought. But so we saw some really cool stuff there at the show.
Yes.
It was good. I thought it was.
What was that new car bike motorcycle?
Oh, the Vanderhall.
The Vanderhall. Yes, we checked that out. Now,
don't ever say that again.
Yeah,
don't ever put bike in the same.
It's
a
now,
fucking
of course,
car.
Naturally,
oh, right.
Just because of the goddamn laws, put that stupid law with. If anybody knows any of the three, they're fucking cars.
The cars with
they're
three
not
wheels,
not motorcycles.
Right, they're not.
Not even close.
No,
they're fucking cars with three wheels.
Right,
and the Vanderhall was pretty badass. I don't.
Now the slingshot. Now Slingshot was there showing off their new model
slingshot
that has
was cool.
That has a plastic roof.
Another
yeah,
car.
Yeah, it has a T roof. More
yeah,
or
yeah.
Less. Which is stupid because you don't have a full windshield.
There's no windshield, right.
You have a half windshield, which makes no sense.
Half windshield with a roof.
So
what is
why
the
why
don't
you just put a full windshield and call it a car?
I like the Vanderhall a little better. The Slingshot is still cool. Those are two cool little sport cars that I would love to drive around in. They look fun as hell.
Did the Vanderhall have a window on it?
It had a windshield. It had a full windshield. It was a.
I'm sorry, the girls were very distracting.
Yeah, the girls were very distracting. Very attractive. But there was the... it was very reminiscent. The Vanderhall was very reminiscent of the.
I used to think of James
the car.
Bond.
No, I was thinking of the three wheel car that that Richard Hammond drove. The what was it called? The one that he drove in Top Gear.
Oh, I don't know.
Gotta look it up.
Oh, here we go, Chris.
Dink, dink, dink.
Look out!
Here it is.
Fun
the Morgan. The Morgan. The Morgan three-wheeler.
Oh, yes.
It's very reminiscent of that. So that's what I thought.
Yeah, but I think this was a lot faster, too.
Oh, it definitely was a lot. Of course it was a lot faster. You could tell. Now, the interesting thing about the Vanderhall is that one of the vehicles was completely
electric.
Yeah. So that was interesting enough.
Yeah, you know how I feel about electric.
Yeah.
But I got that vibe, that whole James Bond type of vibe from that.
That Vanderhall's bad. If I had the money, I'd buy the car one.
I would have one of those.
Definitely. They look fun as hell to drive.
They have the Venice starting at $29,950, which is their base model. That's the base model.
Yeah, they were all nice, man. They had all three of them there.
Six-speed automatic transmission, 1,300 pounds, you know. It's got a wood steering wheel.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, it gave it a classy look to it.
It did, very classy. And then they had the other models, the Edison. I'm sorry, the Laguna. The Laguna was their other model, which was a 1.4 liter four cylinder turbo engine. That one went for $49,950.
Nice fucking car.
And then the Edison 2, which is an electric vehicle. Twin front electric motors.
Not a fan of the electric right now.
Pushing 180 horsepower. 60 seconds in less. Okay, 0 to 60 in 4 seconds. So it's estimated a 200 mile estimated range.
I'm not.
I get it. You know what? But, you know, here's the thing. It doesn't have a roof and it doesn't have doors. So, is this is not a vehicle you're going to say, I'm going to go to work today, and you get in a car, boom, you go to work, because, well, you're...
It's got to be a beautiful day.
Right, it's got to be... driving one of these things is much the same as riding your motorcycle. It's you know, determined on weather. Well, it's weather determined.
Like a car with three wheels.
It's a car with three wheels. And no roof.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's cool and all, but like the Slingshot... Let me put it this way. I have less interest in driving a Slingshot than I do this.
I
like the Vanderhall. I thought it was pretty. I tried them both.
I try them both.
It's just got a classic look to
exactly.
it.
Exactly. That's
a
just
fun, sporty look to it.
Yeah.
I would definitely own one. I'd get the Edison.
The electric one?
No. The
The Laguna
I'm
or
I'm
the Venice?
The Laguna. I'm sorry.
See, I mean, I would just go with the Venice. I don't give a crap.
See, I would be cool if they made them front wheel drive and turn the back wheel. Because then you get more turning radius.
Is that what the Slingshot does? Huh? I'm not a single act.
You know how many accidents people would have with that? Because nobody would be able to judge their turns. People would be just smashing into telephone poles. All
yeah,
over.
Absolutely.
That's what would happen.
It would make a turn on a dime. I mean, yeah. People wouldn't be able to handle that.
No.
People would be crashing a fucking car every 2 seconds with that.
Flo had their chop shop going on there. Get your beard. You didn't get your beard true. You were going to get your beard.
Yeah. Stuff. It was free, too.
It was free. You could have done it, man. So.
See, it's one of those things you don't know until you try. You've never had it done. It would have been worth it.
You know what I'm curious about? Just out of curiosity, I wonder how much it would cost if we were to go there and get a booth.
Why?
Why not?
We have nothing to add.
Exhibitor
only thing we would do, we would just be the saying stupid shit.
Exactly. That's it. Exhibiting at IMS. Here we go. Doesn't tell you how much. Yeah, I'd be curious. I'd be curious to find out about that. Interested in signing up or learning more? Yeah, let's find out. We'll find out how much it is. And I'll make that report next week.
Okay.
Next podcast, when we do it, I'll make that report. We'll do that. But aside from that, I thought the IMS show was great. I think if you have the opportunity, and where you are, I'll just tell you where they're going to be. Hang on a second. I'll tell you that in a second. See, they're just in New York. They're headed off to Minneapolis is where they're headed now. Actually, our friend Larry from help me out here, guys, V-Twin Blog. He was just there. He was sending me some pictures. He was digging it. He had a good time. They're off to Cleveland, Ohio in January, and then off to Dallas, Texas in February, Chicago, and then Washington, D.C. from the 23rd to the 25th of February. I'm thinking about going to that one again.
Really?
Yeah, I'm thinking about
which
it.
Which one?
The one in Washington, D.C. Maybe taking a ride down and just checking the place out.
Something to do in a weekend. 24-hour ride.
Take a train?
24-hour ride.
Take a plane, take a train?
Hmm? A 4-hour ride.
Yeah, it's close. It's not that bad.
It'll
take a few hours to get there. That'd be a lot of fun. I try. I mean, go down there just to check it out. February. February 23rd to the 25th.
If you take a drive,
yeah, I do it. Yeah, I'd be curious to go. So, but it's give you a chance. Go. Check it out. They got some cool stuff. And tell everybody the Motorcycle Men sent you. Okay. Coming up next, I got an interview with on the 20th.
Yes.
Yeah. Give me it.
Yes.
You got another one? We're going to have Sarah, who's going to be on from the blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I'll tell you all about that later.
What were you saying?
December 18th. Garage Girls. Sarah from the Garage Girls is going to be on. She's going to tell us about what they're doing over there.
Cool.
On the 18th.
In your face, sucker!
And then we have our Christmas show. We're going to do our Christmas show.
When's that?
We're trying
I'm
to determine
show,
that.
It's going to,
we're talking about the 22nd, but you said something the 22nd might not be good.
No, I'm not saying no. I'm not saying no.
So we might do our show
I'm
on
22nd. Yes.
You're not
I'm
saying,
not saying no.
Well, we're going to find out. We got to know that. We'll
I have,
we've got time.
I have.
You got your. That's right. I got my Christmas party. So maybe the 21st. We're looking at the 21st.
It's a Thursday?
It's a Thursday.
Okay.
All right. So Thursday the 21st, we're going to do our Christmas show.
And maybe people can call in.
And you can call in.
That would be nice. We'll make an announcement on the.
Yeah.
On the website and for the Facebook, we'll let you know.
Yep.
Number to call and all that stuff.
908-514-4070.
Of course, we don't do it live, so you're not going to be able to.
Right, it's not going
to
be a mix.
You have to know how to schedule.
Because you are naked.
Yeah.
OMG.
All right, so we'll give you more details when we're going to do our Christmas show. We believe it's going to be Thursday the 21st. That's going to be between 7:30 and 9:30 p.m. 908-514-4070. If you want to call and leave us a message.
Yeah.
Come call us and tell us what you think. you know, tell us what you want to hear. And we'll definitely play your voicemail during the show. Or you can call in. Like I said, if you want to call in,
yeah, leave your comments to the show as voicemail, and then we'll
all complaints go to Ted.
Yeah, we'll play them. We'll play them live on the show.
Yeah, we will. We will. That's it. Really, we will. Oh my God, I'm going to kill you!
Please do that more. It is enjoyable.
That's what I do.
I think you need to replace all the cables. Tell you what, next time we get some money, we'll replace all the cables. We'll do that. I'll replace all the cables and all the microphones and all the desks and all the chairs, and we'll rebuild the whole room.
Yes. We're going to redo
a cafe.
Make it into a cafe.
People come in. And
that's right.
We'll
put a neon sign out on the street and just invite people in. And then we're going to do our Christmas show. We're thinking of some cool stuff to do. We're going to got some music. Tim's going to learn like 3 or 4 Christmas songs.
Am I?
You are, for sure.
I am.
And then we'll sing. And Chris is going to play the flute.
Yo-hoo!
I was asked.
What kind of flute am I going to play? I ain't playing no skip flute.
No. We'll do that. And what else is going on? Anything? What else am I forgetting? Am I forgetting something?
Nope.
Check us out at Motorcycle Men Podcast on Facebook.
Yes. And our website.
And the website is motorcyclemen.us. Go on to motorcyclemen.us and go to our contacts page and leave us a comment.
Yes.
That I can read on the air. Send us some email to motomenpc@gmail.com.
Do it.
motomenpc@gmail.com. And don't forget, we're now over at Buzzsprout for the podcast hostings. And that link is on our, for the RSS feed, is on the homepage of the website. And you can also go over to the podcast page at motorcyclemen.us, and there's a guest page. You can see all the guests we've had on the show. That's being updated every day because there's a lot of guests.
Very cool.
We're finding out about what's going on with Woody. I've requested information from the last person that had him, and they're trying to find out where he is. So we're going to find out where Woody is. And don't forget to go to Chrome Poll page. Check that out. If you want a sticker, Motorcycle Men sticker, just go ahead and send us a comment on from our website. And go to iTunes and leave us some feedback on iTunes, please.
Is there anything else?
Give us a review. Do you know what? This is shit that I forget every time we do a show.
Like 20 fucking things
forget,
already.
I forget this.
Everybody's
going
to forget half of it.
I just forget all this shit, so I just forget to mention it. But now I mentioned it, so there you go. And
Quick Check is having a sale on some stuff.
Are they really?
Go to Target, and Target's having sales. What else?
You know, I really should get home. The wife was in Florida for the last week.
Lucky her.
I've been lucky unsupervised for the last week. I've been totally unsupervised.
Uh oh.
No.
Did you clear your history on your computer?
Yeah. I did clean the bathroom. I don't know if that means anything.
That much necessary.
Yeah, I know.
She's going to go on a computer and see, like, lesbians run wild or something.
No.
Double donger dream heaven.
Easy.
I like buttplugs.com.
Where does this come from?
I just don't
Ted, what is this from?
I was looking for a gift.
Butt Plugs is having to buy one, get 5 free.
Is that going to be a... That's a
and you get one cock ring.
To use on your favorite road, cock road.
Oh, God. Yeah. Why? Woe is me.
End on a good note.
Yeah, we're going to end on a good note. We're going to end it there, and we're going to also end with this. We want you to leave this with the vision of Chris walking around his apartment naked. Hi, my name is Ted Wrongway.
Look out!
And I am here with Tim Buck too.
And
of course, Chris the Joker nipples. And we are the Motorcycle Men. Thank you very much for listening. This is episode 122.
And remember, people, ride like nobody sees you.
Chris, what do you have to say?
He's pressing every
single.
Everybody have a Merry Christmas. Oh, no, we'll see you before then. Right? Yeah, we probably won't. Oh, will we?
We will. Yeah. We just talked about our Christmas show. Yeah, I think he did have a stroke.
Yeah.
We just talked about our Christmas show. All right, kids. And remember, ride safe. And remember, boys and girls, we say stupid crap so you don't have to.
Exactly.
Yes.
What?
Yes. In your face, sucker!
Nope.
Shut up.